This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A Macomb woman is helping give available shelter animals a home with just one click. Tri-State's Public Radio's Emily Stern tells us how.
Okay, look right here, Mike. Mike, look at me. Oh.
Stacy Quakala owns Captured Moments Photography in Macomb.
Okay, do it again, and Janet, look at me.
She specializes in capturing memories such as weddings, pregnancies, and senior photos.
Okay.
She says her photography is more than a job, it's a lifestyle.
It lets me document my family's life, which I find very significant. It lets me document other people's lives, which I find very rewarding. It lets me connect with other people, and it brings me a lot of joy.
In her free time, she is still behind the camera, providing a service for some four-legged friends. About a year and a half ago, Quakala teamed up with the McDonough County Animal Shelter to take professional photos of the available cats and dogs. The shelter then posts the snapshots on their Facebook page. This promotes the animal's character and physique.
I try to capture the personality, the size of the animal, so people get an idea before they go to the shelter and just how cute they are, and they need adopted, they need homes, they're loving, they're sweet, most of them. I mean, adoption's always a better option than shopping.
Quakala says she enjoys shooting photos for a living, and she also enjoys using her skills to help the animals find a home.
I feel like I can actually help possibly save their life by helping them get adopted. So that's more of like a life or death situation. But I find it very rewarding to capture the special moments that only happen once, like the first time a groom sees his bride, the first time a baby screams in the delivery room, things like that.
Quakala says adoption is the goal of the pet photography. Lead Animal Control Officer Kelsey Havens says the photos present the pets in their true nature, something that is difficult to do for some older shelter animals.
Not all of them are bad. Not all of them came here because of something they did. They all deserve a home just like any other dog or cat.
Havens says people are prompted to visit the shelter after viewing Quakala's pictures.
A lot of people would rather see photos that, you know, where the dogs aren't in cages and stuff like that. And I think her photography skills really bring out the personalities of the different dogs.
Haven says adoption has increased at the shelter due to the photos.
There we go. Okay.
Quakala says the successful outcome is news to her. She says it gives her a feeling of accomplishment.
You told me that it has definitely affected, so I'm thrilled. I'll keep doing it for sure. I mean, definitely, I'm excited.
She says she hopes potential pet owners will give the shelter cats and dogs a chance.
At least go check out the animal shelter. I think you'll be surprised at what you see. There's a lot of very loving, sweet, kind, well-trained animals already that you don't have to train. Just go check out the shelter before you decide to go shop.
Quakala says the adoption fee is reasonable. The McDonough County Animal Shelter is regularly posting the pictures of the available animals on their Facebook page. The first step in adopting a new furry friend is just a click away. I'm Emily Stern, Tri-State's Public Radio News.